Welcome to the podcast of Christ Church Manchester. CCM is one church that meets every Sunday in various locations across Manchester. For more information about who we are or about our Sunday meetings, please visit our website at www.ccm.org.uk.
Colin asked me to give a little bit about our testimony, what was happened in the last 38 years when we were together and where we grew up in the GDR. And sometimes it is like a dream. When you was born in the GDR, you was born in under a communist regime, and you think and you thought that it's everything. What you have to do with this small little country, with this small thinking, boxing thinking, and there's no chance to come out. You can do whatever you want, you are stuck in this little box. I don't know, do you know this feeling when you feel you are, someone put you in a box, there's no chance to come out. Your self-confidence is very low. You think, if there are God, He forgot me. Is there a God? How can He be merciful? Because He let me stuck in this little box. And you start to fight. You start to fight with yourself. You start to fight to the regime. I start to fight with my parents. I was angry with them. My father had a chance to move to the west part of Germany, so he was good in engineering and they would like to have him in the west part, and he said, no, I don't know. My mom is here, all my neighborhood is here, I stay here. And I was so angry to my parents. They say, how can you be so stupid? Do you have a chance to move to the west? You have the chance to go to a free part of Germany and you would like to stay here. And this makes you angry. And it was so good that God came into my life. And from time to time, so He was knocking on my heart. And some questions came into my heart and some stuff went up in my mind, what's coming from my grandma. My grandma and also the path of my mom, I think they were really believers and they prayed. They prayed for their own life, they prayed for me and my cousins. And so the good thing is, hey, their prayers are answered. We received Jesus in our life. And the funny thing was, so I grew up in a Lutheran family. And Lutheran church for me was, hey, I'm a Christian. I'm not communist, I'm not in the youth part of the communist party, I'm in the Lutheran church, and that's my point, to be against the state. And I thought in this way, then I'm a real good Christian. When I'm against communists, then I'm a real good Christian. And I will show them how hard it is to fight against Christians. And then I met my wife at the dance hall. I fall in love and I swapped away all my what I had in my mind. So she grew up in a communist household. Your father was part of the communist party and I met with such a girl. Normally I hate these people, but my heart went to her. And then was the funny thing, so I say to her, listen, if you want to marry me, this was not on the first evening. If you want to marry me, so you have to come into the church and we will marry into the church. And she said, yes, I will do it. And she started with a course in the town where she studied. And the wrong order, the funny thing was, this pastor was a real believer. And he taught her about Jesus, about the cross and everything. And then she came to me and said, hey, do you know this and this? I said, this is not interesting for me, I'm Lutheran. So this was a funny way how we go forward. And then we say, yeah, we married. And we married in the church without any from our... we went to the... This is a little bit different in Germany. So we went first to the city hall to make all the license stuff, and I say, just Peter and me and my father and her father go there, because this is the communist stuff, and all our rest of the family have to wait outside, and the rest of the family, we go together in the church. So this was also a part to be, hey, a little bit in opposite of all that's what was happening. And then we married, we got two children, and then was the thing that I went to the army. So for me, everyone have to go to the army in the GDR, but you had the chance to say, I doesn't want to take a weapon in my hand. And so I say, for communists, I doesn't take a weapon in my hand. And so they put us in special forces. And they were not really nice to us. And this was a really hot stuff to be in this part of the army. And you could recognize all the officers and majors, they hate us. So they knows we are against this system. And so they gave us everything back. And this means for us as a young family with two kids, I could go home every 12 weeks for Saturday and Sunday. That was it. And I bought me a really big Bible in this time and say, I would like to put my Bible on my desk beside my bed, and then I can be a little bit a rebel. The shame thing was, there was no space for a Bible. And every private stuff we had to put away to send it home, but it was allowed to have a Bible. And in this time I started to read the Bible. And in this time it changed my mind about believing, about the cross, about everything what I heard in the past. And there was a special night what I recognized when God spoke to me, hey, would you like to follow me? And I know in this time, when I say yes, this will change my life totally. And I say yes, and it's changed everything in our life. It's changed my life, it's changed the life of Petra. She was a little bit in front of me. At home, she went in home group. And so then came a letter and she said, hey, I'm a believer now. A little bit later came a letter saying, hey, I'm Baptist in the Holy Spirit. And I read this in the biography from a guy. And I say, hey, it's time to send your wife a card and to make congratulations, Katholikum, congratulations for the baptism in the Holy Spirit. And in this night God spoke to me, do you want to have the same? And after a short time I say, yes, God, I want to have the same. And in this night I recognize what it means to be lost. I recognize totally it. My life was rubbish. All what I thought it is right and this will God please, it is rubbish. All what I did as a rebel, it was rubbish. It have no Bestand.
Meaning?
Yeah, it have no meaning for him. It's not solid. And then I recognize also what it means to be saved. What it means that Jesus died on the cross. And this was a thing what I recognized, there's a very strong relationship. There's not a God that is far away. There is a God that I have always to please him and always to fall on my knees and to beg him, please be lovely to me or whatever. It was his step into my life and say, hey, would you like to live with me in a community or in a relationship? And I think in this part of my life started the biggest adventure ever. In my mind was, when you go to a church, that's boring. When you go to a Christian meeting, that's boring. All the people are gray, no love, no fun. And after this time, I changed my mind totally. The biggest adventure ever started. And also the adventure to trust God. And at this time, or in now in our church, we have a preaching series. And I look tomorrow in the English version. I hope I find the right verse. If you do not stand firm in your faith, you would you will not stand at all. It means for me, when I doesn't trust God, that everything what He says is true. When I doesn't think He is faithful, He will go everywhere with me when He called me. Then I will make bad decisions. But when I make good decisions, when I say, yes, I trust you, I go everywhere where you called me. And this was, do you know God, when you promise something to God, he answered to you and say, yes, that's true, go forward. And after the wall came down, the funny thing for me was, I say, hey God, mission is total good. Mission is on my heart. And I would like to share the gospel wherever you send me. And God said, yeah, it's a good decision. There's an open tour to Russia. Go to Russia. In my mind, I say, hey, that's crazy. You know, totally, I hate them. The best Russians are the dead Russians. This was my thinking in the past. And God sent me to this part of the world. And I remember me in the beginning, in the preparation for this trip. So God spoke to me and changed my heart for the people. And I recognized more and more, hey, when I'm against any culture, when I'm against any nation, I'm against a part of His kids. And so I have to come down, and God changed my thinking, my mind in so many ways. And I remember a night in Russia, so I woke up, I think it was 3-4 in the morning, and I stood up and I walked through this town, and I saw all this, yeah, the houses were in a bad condition, roads were dirty, a lot of drunken people lay around on the in the ways, and it came a deep mercy in my heart, and I say, hey God, why we have such a different life? What has happened in my life, what has happened in east part of Germany, so that we have such a good chance or good move, and they people here, they lay in the dirty and they have nothing. And He say, hey, doesn't ask me this. Enjoy my grace, and I give you a full package of stuff, and this is on you to help and to see what you can do with this package what I gave you. And this was a very special night for me, because I always thought, I was looking to the people they had more, and in my mind was, when I have this and this and this, then I can do this and this and this. And this is a good thinking, and this is a vision. But on the other side, it's a big lie, because God put so many stuff in my life. And He say, hey, there are so much treasures inside. What I give you, what do you want to do with this? And this was also a very significant moment for me, that I recognized, hey, I grew up in the east part of Germany. I always think I'm forgotten from God. I'm on the last side of the life. But more and more I recognized, hey, also to live in this situation, to receive God's mercy, it's also a treasure. And I could say, yes God, you are faithful. You doesn't be in fear to come with me in this little box where I was born. You came into this little box and you helped me to come out. And when I stay tomorrow, today here in your congregation, hey, it doesn't matter where you come from. God is in control. Yes. And God will go with you, and He will put you out. I don't know what is your box. I don't know what is your limitation. I don't know where you put yourself, maybe, or others into a little box. But God come and pick you out from this box. And God help you to go step by step with Him. I wrote down another verse this morning, and this was a real important verse for me during my time in the army. So I was a very young believer. I doesn't had any good education or something else, the first what came in my mind when I was in fear or when we were in trouble, it was an old child song what my granny sung to me. God is in control, he knows everything, and he count every star and he count everything in your life, and he is with you and he will protect you. This came into my mind. This was my first worship song. A little child song. And the interesting thing, this is 15 verses. Is this right? Verse 5? So, and all the verses came into back into my mind what my granny sang. And this was so trustful for me to recognize God is there. And in this time I was really sick. I had pneumonia, I had stuff here in my throat. So I was really sick. And all my other colleagues, they drove to another barrack. And because I was sick, they let me in the bigger barrack. And then the first letters came from this new barrack system there, and what they wrote, it was terrible. The new officer, he was an alcoholic, and he hate Christians. He hate this kind of soldiers, what we are, and he make our life or their life really terrible. And then came the time I was better with my health and I have to move there. And what I heard from them, this makes me fearful. And then in the morning I read a verse in Psalm 105, verse 15. And this was the first time I remember that I recognized this verse is special for me. It was written a long, long time ago. But it came into my heart and I recognized, hey, God is with me. And the verse means, can you read this please?
Do not touch my anointed, okay. Do not touch my anointed ones. Do my prophets no harm.
In this time, this means so much to me. I recognize my God is with me. And I can go with him. He will be on my side. I remember when I have to bring my child into hospital. My heart was pleading about my little son I have to bring into hospital. And this was the thing what I recognized. Hey, God is going with me. It is a hard way. Oh my God is going with me. And he will protect me. And all this experience helped me to grow into faith. It was not a thing that came from heaven and this was there and I can do everything. No. Step by step, God took my hand, moved forward with me and helped me to understand what he mean. And over the years, I recognized so much from him. But it's just a little bit. He's so much bigger. He's so much greater and there's so much more mercy in his life and in his lifestyle of what I can't think of. But hey, when I trust him, I'm sure we will go step by step and we will grow in our faith. In the Christian meaning, most time is faith is a comment. It's a comment. I'm a believer. But I think when I say I'm a believer, it's a relation thing. When I say I trust you, then I follow you. When I say I trust you, then I go with you. Otherwise, we only speakers, but we are not believers. And I think we have a little bit of responsibility for our neighborhood about what we say and what we live. I'm sure that people will watch us and they will look to us what it means to be a believer. And sometimes I'm in fear about my own life, about my church in Dona, about the body of Christ. Sometimes I think we're coming over more as hypocrites as us believers. We're saying this and we live this. And in many scriptures in my Bible, I write, God help me that I speak and I live in the same way. Help me to go through that I'm a guy who is doing what you want, not just a guy who says some truth sentence. And this can make a big difference in the life from someone else. Last week, in my office came a non-Christian guy, and in our area, it's in an American university, says the old part of GDR is the epicenter of atheism in the whole world. The epicenter, when you have an earth of atheism. So in our area where we live, in the east part of Germany, we have 0.8 to 1.6% believers, not more. So for the most people in our area around, there is no God. In the Western world, I found, yeah, somewhere is there. There must be a God, or there must be something what is in control. But in the GDR, the people say there is no God. And then there is no God, then I cannot be guilty against him. Then I'm not a sinner. And then I'm not a sinner, I doesn't need the cross, I doesn't need the forgiveness from Jesus. And so, what shall we tell the people? The only what we can tell is our life. To share our life and say, hey, I allow you to look into my life. You can watch what I think. You can watch how I handle family stuff or how we handle church stuff. And this guy came last week, he came into my office and he was so angry and so bitter, and he stepped in and he started to say so many things and so many bitterness and against the state, against community, against the refugees, against God, and I was there and said, hey, you waste my time. You waste my time. And I would like to shut down this. This was not a conversation. It was a monologue. And then it came into my heart and say, hey, stay still. This guy is a part from trust that he speak to you in this way. He opened his heart and he start to cry out everything what hurts him, what make him worry. And on the end of this conversation, I took my Bible and I say, hey, there's one verse in the Romans this is written, and he says, the God of hope and the God of peace will help you to go through. And I say, I'm in the same situation like you. I have many questions, but the good thing for me is God promised me he is the God of hope, he is the God of peace. And can I show you into a prayer what is in my heart? And I say to him, hey God, you say you are the God of hope. I am hopeless at this moment. You say you are the God of peace. I'm not in a peace at the moment. But you promised me to be beside me. You promised me to give me strength. You promised me that I can follow you. And the end of this verse is, through this power of the Holy Spirit. So God, let us look to him, and then we have to make a decision. Believe, do I believe him or not? And when I say, yes, I believe you, the good thing is, this is not from my own power. The good thing is, it's coming from his power to go through. And I had a prayer with him. This means I prayed. He was listening. And the good thing is, and say, hey, can we meet next week again when I'm back from England? It was no answer for him, but it opened a little bit a window for him. And he could look and hey, let us pray. If you want to pray next week for me and him, hey, that he can go through. And this is such a good thing.
Brilliant.
And Colin says, I don't know how much time I have. Shall I come to the end?
I could ask you a question, yeah. Come
on, ask you. Okay. The trust of God that we bought this castle as church, this is not because we are good Christians or we are rich guys or something. It was just a step of faith, a step to trust God. And the hardest thing for me was not to sign the contract to buy this castle. The hardest thing for me was, God, is this your will or is this my wish? Is this my stupid thinking? Is this good to have such a castle, such a place in our area, or is this really coming from you? This was the most struggling thing for me, and this was not a time for an hour, it was a time for weeks, where I pray, where I ask people, pray with us together. And over the years, it was God fulfill what he promised. And when we started this way to live, so many people were angry with us. How can you do this? How can you give up your shop? How can you do this and this and this? And they say, hey, there are two ways. The first is, it's coming from me. Then I will crash down and I will be back in my job in the company very soon. Or the other thing is, it is really a call from God. And then I'm sure he will let us, guide us through all the difficulties that we have. His promise was not, hey, you will never have guilties or difficulties. His promise was, I'm with you. And this is the point, what I want to give you, or what I want to share you in this morning. God is with you. Doesn't matter where you are. Doesn't matter where you come from. He is with you. And he will guide you out from your little box. Amen.
Just stay there. I'm just going to ask Carson one question, because he mentioned that he wanted to be a missionary and he wanted to go and basically the place he ended up was not in the rest of continental Europe, but back in Russia. When God called you to be a missionary, what did the state say that when it was the old GDR about leaving, etc.?
For us in the GDR, it was not, we were not able to go in different countries. So it was allowed for us to go to the Czech Republic, or some people could go to Poland. To the Western bloc, it was totally forbidden. And about my history, I couldn't go out anywhere. So I was there, and the state, I had some interviews with the state police, and one of these interviews, the last sentence was, Holy, don't think you can ever leave this country. And this was like a lucky punch. As a young guy, you would like to travel, you would like to do anything what you can do. You're looking for adventures, and they say, you will never leave this little box. And after the wall came down, I don't know in how many countries I was, I could share the gospel. And every time when I come in a new country, I say, hey, you're much bigger.
So it's just a great testimony, isn't it?